Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, Jane the Virgin fans? We're back after a couple week break with chapter 58, where we talk about Jane being the hot mess mama.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good choice. We were like debating, trying to find the best
song.
That's
why it took us so long to get on the air right now.
Insecure.
Insecurity is a lot tonight. We get to talk about that. But anyways, welcome back to Jane the Virgin.
We're back!
I'm so happy. I missed y'all.
Oh my God.
This is way past my bedtime, but I love you all so much. And right. I love talking Jane the Virgin.
Hola, mi gente.
I am here.
All right, guys. I'm Francesca. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. Stephanie's out tonight. Aww. So it's just me and these lovely letters to my left.
Hey.
Hey, everyone. I'm Natalie Tavidian. You can find me literally everywhere at Natalie Tavidian. That's Natalie with a Y.
What's up? Franceli's here. And you can hang out with me at All Things SLE Hangout.
Yes. And you can hang out with us in the chat. We are in Z Chat.
Yes. Billie Jean's with us, like always.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Hey.
All right. Well, let's get into it. I feel like this was actually a really good episode. I thought it was very funny.
I got chills so many times.
Oh, it was so good.
I teared up again. Again. Because I always get emotional. Do. I always do. Anytime Michael's name comes up, I'm just like, he's
You're
gone.
A hot
That's
mess.
Right. Michael's gone.
Michael's?
Yeah.
Michael's
Lots of
gone.
Love, though. A lot of love in this episode.
And I think everything kind of like, everything kind of blended with each other.
Yes.
So it didn't feel like we had different storylines going on and just felt all connected. So I think it really added to
falling into place.
In the enjoyment. I think the biggest thing, obviously, we started with the insecurity, the song about insecurities, whatever, is Petra and Jane. So our flashback that we started with is back when Raphael left for prison and Petra's
Both
freaking
baby's
out.
Daddies.
Yeah, the baby mamas. They're
the
freaking
baby mamas.
Out. And especially Petra, because she just thinks Jane's this perfect mother. And she's worried that she's going to screw her kids up because, you know, she was a horrible mom at first. And then we fast forward to the future, and it's the exact opposite.
Petra's twins are, like, perfect
well-behaved.
Little angels. And Jane's adorable Mateo, who I'm just obsessed with.
Mateo.
I love Mateo.
I want one just like him.
He's adorable. Do they make him and, like, hand them
like
over
a Build-A-Bear, but a Build-A-Mateo.
He's just adorable. I'm obsessed with that kid.
He is really the cutest. I would love... It would be amazing if he could
to
come
have
in.
Him here.
And
yeah.
we would just be like this the whole episode. Just talk. Right? If he was in here?
I don't think I could have him sit across us. Be like, just come join us.
So Mateo's...
But yes, insecurities.
Yeah, well, Mateo's... So Jane's really insecure about Mateo because he's crazy. So he has an aide. He has his new aide, Alex, because that other girl was a little chatterbox. If you guys remember her. Do you remember what her name was? I don't remember what her name was.
The gossipy girl. I don't remember her, but she was supposed to be Mateo's aide, and she was all gossipy, and she was just involved in, like, all the drama with the parents, and now there's this new guy, and he's young. I feel like he kind of looks
hair.
Like Mateo.
Yeah, he's
he
like
looks
Mateo.
Like
grown
old Mateo,
up.
Yeah. and I love how he was like, okay, listen, I'm going to be your son's aide. Don't give me anything. Don't tell me anything about him because I want to go into this with a clean slate, not know what he needs. And I love that at the end, he was like, okay, give me everything. Give me everything that you think that I should know about Mateo. And I love that Jane's insecurity was all about, my son's been through trauma, you know, my husband died, his stepdad, and his dad went to jail, and the aide was just like, you have nothing to be insecure about. None of this
none
affected
of
him. He
but she's
feels
such
so
a control
strongly.
Freak, because she shows it right away, well, I'll just drive through the email, well, I'll just tell, knowledge is power, like, she's just so, like...
She just wants everything perfect.
Yeah, and she has to just kind of
let go.
I think
it was, like, two episodes ago where we were talking about how much of a helicopter mom...
Wait, are we talking about Jane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. The perfectionist.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like a planner. She's a type mm-hmm. yeah. A, like overly type
yes.
A.
She'd drive me crazy.
She would drive me crazy too. So I what do you like think
I would
it
be
is?
Like that if I was a parent.
Well, Alex says that he is just because Mateo's he's just a kid thing, but he's just wired a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So and it's normal kid stuff.
It's normal kid stuff. Because of any of the trauma that she feels like as a mom, she feels like she had to like protect him from it.
Right.
But he kind of has. Like none of that has affected him. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
I like that he looks, you know, he looks up to both of them, and that's what Alex said. And what we see in the beginning as well, Mateo, he tells Jane that he really wants her to be at school. Right. So this is what starts this whole,
like, rivalry.
Yes, Petra and Jane. And it's just like...
they both want to be class mom.
It's just right. like what Rogelio said. It's a telenovela. Like,
right.
the blonde versus the brunette, mm-hmm. the rich versus the poor,
mm-hmm.
the Czech versus the American.
But I really loved how he said that true rivalry, you know, like, it's like a mirror, and it mm-hmm. reflects you, mm-hmm. and whatever insecurities that they arise out of you is what it's really about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, come on, Rogelio, with the knowledge, just dropping the gems. Like, as much as he's, like, this big character, and he's kind of extra, and he has his blondeness about him, at the same time,
I love Ro.
He has, like, all this wisdom, too, that he drops. Does. And there's, like, these father-daughter moments that mm-hmm. I just really live for, and mm-hmm. that was one of them.
It was. Yeah. It was, and, you know, that's what everyone always says, like, you know, if someone bothers you or there's something about someone you just, like, can't stand, like, mm-hmm. think about how it's reflecting on you, like, what are your insecurities that you're, like, projecting on them. So, yeah, Ro definitely had the knowledge. And then she realized that she didn't... So what basically they were debating about room mom, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And Petra, we find out, she's been room mom for 2 years in a row. She's doing all this and doing all that because she feels insecure, like she's not a good mom, even though you look at Mateo and you look at the twins and you could tell she's doing a good job. I'm not saying Jane's doing a bad job. And then they both realize they really don't want it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious. But I think it's interesting too how like children perceive things differently because mm-hmm. like you said, from the adult perspective is like, oh, she's such a good mother, her children are well behaved, they're disciplined, mm-hmm. what is this? And we have
but
that
all
biasness,
the kids love
right?
their moms, like neither one of them are saying, well, Mateo's kind of like, mom, you should be around more.
But I'm saying we have that biasness as adults because when we see the kid that's acting out at the mall, we're like, mm-hmm. we're looking at the mother like there's something wrong with her, you know? Mm-hmm. But when they turn in their pictures, the twins think she's a dragon.
Right.
And Mateo's just like, oh, you're cute with your hair this way. You know, so it's like there's a difference in the way adults perceive disciplinary actions and the way children do.
But I like that we find out that the dragon wasn't really a bad thing. It was Raphael telling their kids, like, oh, your mom is like this dragon, like the dragon that protects the castle. Mm-hmm. So when they drew her as a dragon and she was all offended, it really wasn't because she's a monster. She's this protective person.
Exactly.
And she keeps growing on me, and then we like her, and then we don't like her, and then we like her again, and now I like her again.
So you like what happened later, huh?
I don't.
Yeah, I'm exactly.
I'm over it.
I don't like how this episode ended, but I just love how fierce she is.
I do like when we like her character. I don't like when we want to hate her character.
Yes.
She just plays Petra so well.
She does an amazing job.
She does. She does.
It's incredible. Yeah.
I
love fierce Petra. But I also liked Chuck.
Chuck left me with my mouth agape.
Wow.
When he
great
like,
word, by the way.
It's one of my favorite words in my vocabulary. SAT words, people.
SAT words.
Just kidding. Just serious. But but no, the moment where like she walks into his office and he's mm-hmm. oh, blah, blah, and then he goes in for the kiss and he's like
and
all
he's
up in her
so
mouth.
Steamy
and then
sexy.
He's like I think about it. I was like,
oh, JK.
Oh, I love that.
Oh.
I love that.
Oh my God. I'm like, I'm sure she had a lot going on with her body and didn't know what to do with it. And he just left her hanging. I was like, that's the worst.
Yeah. Total jerk.
Total jerk.
I mean, it's understandable because, you know, she did what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so he's being a little mad.
He's playing hard to get.
Exactly. I don't know. And then we have the whole thing with the book. So I don't think he's a bad person.
Who are we talking about now? Chuck.
But so I'm wondering though.
Oh no, Chuck likes her.
Is he gonna stay like her?
Because she pushed the body to his side of the hotel.
But it's a wrap now.
You think so?
Chuck is not gonna take her back once he finds out what she's doing.
The whole thing, so Raph's ex girlfriend Abby,
right?
Ugh.
We don't like her. Never did.
She saw Petra hiding the burn book, and she turned
who
it
belonged
into,
to Scott, who's dead.
Right. Told the police whatever with her stupid little greeting card, and so the police come and they're asking Petra and they're asking about the page. I didn't remember. Did we see her pull out the page in the last episode? I couldn't remember.
I don't remember that. I don't remember ever seeing a page.
It was just her, like, hiding the book,
right? But she's not hiding
right?
any evidence. She's just hiding
right.
some...
She was protecting... She was being Raph. A dragon mm-hmm. to Raph. And I thought that was really sweet because that is such, like, a caring, like, a mom quality, like,
yeah,
to
see?
Take care
then
of.
And we like her again.
Right, exactly. So, I guess it was all this stuff about what his dad said about Raph, and you know we find out obviously his dad's not really his dad, so she didn't want him to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a line in there because they showed it really quickly on that page, but what stood out to me was I don't have a son. There's a sentence there that said I don't have a son, and that's hurtful.
Yeah, especially if you
that's
think
hurtful.
That's your dad.
This is the man that raised him, and
right.
he dies and we don't know.
He dies by his wife.
Yeah. And then Raph finds out that all this time he was actually adopted, and then he sees that line. So I get it. I get what Petra did there, and that's why I like her.
You know, and then they had their stupid little moment together.
Can we talk about something else? Can we save it for the end?
Because
I'm over it.
Okay.
I want to talk about how...
I like how you just have sex up there. We're avoiding that word.
Before I came in today,
I was not expecting this episode to end up like this.
I follow Alba on Twitter.
Let's talk about her.
Ay, Dios mío. So I already saw the picture of her makeover because they posted a picture of her and said, but I didn't know it was the makeover. It was just like, oh, look at who's looking fabulous on set today. And I was like, oh my gosh, she looks so pretty. So then when they did the whole makeover thing, I already knew what was coming. But I love seeing her like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God.
She looked amazing.
One of the folks in the chat, though, did want to ask, it's so weird that everyone talks English to Alba, but only talks Spanish. But she only talks Spanish. Mm-hmm. Is that normal for bilingual households? But I would
Sometimes.
Say it's the opposite. Like, they talk to us in mm-hmm. just Spanish, and then we respond in English. Mm-hmm. Not me. I always speak in Spanish. But the new generation, like, my nieces and nephews, unfortunately, don't speak mm-hmm. Spanish. So a lot of times, like, my grandmother didn't speak English at all. So she would speak in Spanish. And a lot of the children, they understand it.
Right.
So, but they just don't speak it and don't want to mm-hmm. speak it because it's not cool to speak Spanish. Ugh. It's ridiculous.
I think that's actually changing. I think when we were growing up, it wasn't cool because
right.
it was still, you know, not to get completely off topic, but it was still, people still new and immigrating to this country. Now it's like, especially with this, after this election, and, you know, they poked fun of it in the show, but like, now everyone's very proud of who they are
right.
and where they're coming
now
from.
It's, wow, how many languages do you speak? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a gift.
I feel like the show does that on purpose because it might be too much if everybody was because every she's such a big character in the
right.
show, so it might be too much subtitles. I don't know.
I think
that's how I would.
Oh, you mean
to
for the
question.
Show? Yeah,
for the show specifically for the show.
I think it's just to show their culture and that's important. It's important to Jane. It's important to their family.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of families are like that, where the older generation only speaks or prefers to only speak in their, mm-hmm. their native tongue. And everyone, but that my that's I what my favorite part of the for me episode
to speak in English to my parents or grandparents. Like I'm always speaking in Armenian just because that's what comes out naturally to me. That's how I grew up, and probably mm-hmm. the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought it was cute. I think it was my favorite part when Abuela says that she went for it.
She, yes. And she like, taps his pinky.
What's went for it, Ma?
That's how she was flirting. So, and I love how Jane eavesdrops on Jorge.
Right. Because, you know, Abuela, it's been a long time for Abuela, you know? And she has this crush on George. George, Jorge.
Jorge.
Oh, my God. I hate when people do that, and I just did it. she has this crush on Jorge. And, you know, and she doesn't... I mean,
really, after what we were just discussing.
It's because I have a coworker named Jorge, and everyone just calls him George. And I was just thinking about that. He's like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, no, what is your name?
Yeah. It matters.
Yeah. But, you know, it was really cute because she was so excited, and she couldn't really put into words mm-hmm. what she did. When it really turns out, like you said, she just touched his hand.
She tapped his pinky, and he didn't even notice, and he was selling a product to customers. Right. So that was
she thought it was
her way of flirting. And she's like, ugh, I made my move. And she says that in English.
Not a move.
Made my move.
But the big move, that those darn lashes, I tell you.
That had to be hilarious.
Oh my God. What did she slip on? Is what
it looks like foundation.
I've been in a hurricane and bad with fake lashes, and that hasn't happened, so.
You were in a hurricane? Were you doing a weather segment?
I was doing it. It wasn't a real, it was just rain. A lot of rain. A lot of wind and rain. I'm like, my fake lashes and fake hair is going to fly out. Nothing happened.
That's good. Because you know when those eyelashes come off,
that's real.
That's annoying.
That's real. That really happens. You'd be like, and for someone who doesn't wear them ever, like when does Alba have on some lashes?
Never.
So it's like the first time you ever put them on, it's uncomfortable. Your eyes got to get used to it. So it was so realistic. And then she's a lot older too, you know. And my thing when she fell was that's what I'm most scared of. Because when you're older.
Oh, yeah, like breaking your hip or something.
Like falls with older folks are scary. So I was like,
but hey, she did something right. She got all dressed up. She went in front of Jorge. She falls because her eyelashes get in her eyes. Right. But he asked her out, and it's sweet.
This
episode's just filled with so much love, and mm-hmm. that was just adorable.
I loved how excited she was about it. She was no mm-hmm. longer mad. She was no longer humiliated, obviously. But I think, like, even I love that we got to see her all dolled up, and you know,
we've never seen her like that.
But I think if she would have just been honest or more forward, mm-hmm. he would have liked her regardless of how. Yeah. How beautiful she looked.
Yeah.
Because she's pretty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the heart of gold.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's where Ro gets his intelligence. But I was like, wait, he's not actually related to her.
No.
But because, you know, Alba always has the gems, and then Ro has the gem.
Yeah.
Speaking about Ro.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Oof.
Rogelio is, you know, becoming buddy-buddy with Matelio. And he, you know, he asks.
4-year-old.
Oh my God.
Like, That's his bestie.
He's just literally talking and asks about Zoe.
Like he's a grown man.
How do you like this? I just love when he was in his little suit and he was like, yeah, it's good, or I like it, or whatever, and his stupid little cheeks.
He's like,
so
but
cute.
It's itchy.
Yeah.
Are you excited for your grandma's wedding? Is there going to be a bouncy house?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Cute. He's everything.
He's so cute. And of course, like little kids repeat everything you say.
Yeah.
Tells Zoe, you know, Papa, like,
is concerned for you.
Concerned.
Yeah.
And, you know, we see, okay, the first thing that we saw with Zoe was Jane's like, oh, I got these earrings for you. Something blue. And she's like, whoa, let's slow it down.
She's freaking out.
Yeah, and I was like, she's not ready.
As soon as she said, don't talk about the something blue, I knew that.
She wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready. 100% not ready. She keeps stressing. She's losing sleep.
Mm-hmm.
This woman just got engaged. You'd think she'd be super excited about it. And Bruce is an awesome guy, but
mm-hmm.
her heart's...
I know, and they have history together. And then you see the second scene with Zoe is where she's about to kiss Bruce, and right before they kiss... Rogelio starts texting about his suits, and it's mm-hmm. like, okay, obvious. That's another, like,
Bruce is such a
sign,
sweet man, though.
Yeah, because he's letting...
Yeah, I felt so bad.
Representing,
like I saw it coming. I was like, this poor guy's going to get his heart really broken.
I feel really bad for him. You said that out loud.
I called it. I knew it was going to go down.
Yeah, poor guy. And so he's helping them with everything, and then right before they're having their little practice trial run, that's when Jane sits down with Rogelio, and Rogelio's, you know, they talk to Jane about insecurities and blah, blah, blah. And then he's talking about how much he loves Mateo and how much he's feeling this void of having a kid, and that he's actually okay now. It's not a deal breaker.
Oh, man.
Which makes me so happy, because I'm so happy he didn't have a kid with Darcy or Darby, whatever.
Darcy.
And
we don't care about her.
But that's when it's like all of us in the audience are like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Because that was the only Zoe and Ro apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I think she was like, Zamara was looking for too many excuses. Like, okay, that's not as passionate anymore. But I mean, relationships fire doesn't stay there. So she keeps trying to find excuses about why she should.
Yes and no. I think there was some real truth to that in terms of her transparency with her daughter, saying, hey, I've never been in a long-lasting relationship. Yeah. I don't know what that looks like, the ebbs and the flows of it.
So maybe this is normal.
Because, yeah, because that does happen in relationships, you know, where you guys get into that monotony of the routine, and you kind of lose sight of it. You kind of just let things go. You get really comfortable, and you have to spice it up again. But she's never gotten to that point in any relationship.
She's never been in a long enough
relationship. Yeah, like, all her things have been, like, flings. So, I found it really great that she was able to just give her truth in that way, in that moment. I appreciated it. And people in the chat are making me sad all over again about Michael, saying that Ro doesn't have Michael to vent to.
Michael, again, you're going to make Natalie cry.
You're going to make me cry. I was like, anytime Michael
lost his other bestie. That's so true.
You know, actually, I thought that when Rogelio was saying, like, when he was talking with Jane, I thought he was going to say, you know, I thought I had that, or I had that with Michael, but he didn't say that with Michael. He said, I kind of have that.
Wait, repeat that.
He was talking to Jane about how Mateo's kind of filling this void, and I thought he was going to say because Michael passed, but he actually didn't. But yes, he really was besties with Michael, and that was his other bro, and now, you know.
That was his best friend. They loved each other.
They did.
Michael was amazing.
What was their name? Didn't they have a...
They had a
Rogelio? Was it Rogelio?
They had a bromance name.
Or something?
Yeah, I don't remember it.
I can't remember either. But I wanted to ask you ladies about that, because, you know, like you're saying, Zoe has a valid reason to ask these questions because she hasn't been in a relationship for a long time. But I feel like even if you really are sure about something, even the little things like that, they won't bog
something
you down.
Something new shouldn't freak you out.
Yeah, stuff doesn't bother, like, you know what I mean?
Coming from relationship expert. You
Yeah.
Because we got it down.
We're all single.
Us, yeah, we know exactly what we're talking about.
Pew, 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 pew.
I'm a single ladies.
Shot. Okay, no, fire. But for real, something blue should not be figured.
Yeah,
not,
yeah,
like, freaking you out.
And it's true. A lot of people do self-sabotage.
According to all the love advice I get from my parents.
Right? Oh, yes, the best, right? But a lot of people do self-sabotage. But
for sure.
For me, I feel like that's usually always in the beginning, and it prevents them from even getting in a relationship with someone.
Yep.
So once you're already in it.
And y'all cohabitating.
Yeah, like.
And
you
now
know,
she's starting to feel weird.
If you have any kind of doubts, it's usually something to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they have that moment where they're practicing for the trial. And, after Jane says, hey, I'm going to tell you something that might make this even more difficult for you.
No, she said it would clear or...
Yeah. No, make it clear or difficult.
Or difficult, yeah.
But, hey, Rogelio doesn't really want a kid anymore, and I think he still likes you. And that's literally, like we said...
When Jane did that, I was like, oh my God, Jane, no. Like, I knew it was coming, and I was like, Jane, no, no. I mean, I get it, but...
That's her mom.
Listen, my thing is, I believe at the same time, it's coming from that place that no matter what, that child that wants their parents together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, your mom's already in this state of confusion. why would you throw that in there? You know, it's as if you want them to be together. Even the way Jane's face looked when she picked up on the fact that Rogelio still... She was kind of excited. There was hope in her eyes. So I think subconsciously she's going through that too. Like every kid
wants their parents together. Her mom to be happy though. Like I don't think she has anything against Bruce.
Or... No, I don't think she does either. But in general, children, and I mean the child in you, because you could be a grown adult and your parents get divorced. And even if you know that that's for the best and they've moved on and you're happy for them, there's still like the little kid inside of you that's like, oh, it would be nice if my whole family was together.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean.
Well, it's not like they broke up because there wasn't love. Like, right. The love was always there. It didn't go away. It was just the fact that Zoe didn't want any more kids. She just became a grandmother. Her daughter.
She wanted more kids. Rogelio didn't want kids.
No, the other
one. No, oh, you're right. Way.
Oh, my God.
It's the other way around.
George, Jorge!
The other way
sorry,
around.
Guys. I'm sorry, dude. It's someone, like Monday.
Mrs. O'Mara.
Someone's asking, didn't Ro and Zoe get married already?
No.
I don't think so.
And I was like, no.
They've not
been. They were engaged. He proposed.
The drunk wedding is what they're asking. Remember when they got super drunk?
Did they?
And they thought they got married. And they were like, oh, my. There was
that
a video.
That does ring a bell.
I don't remember.
That was in season one or season two. But if they did, because I don't remember either. I watch too many shows.
I know, right?
I believe they got it annulled.
Yeah.
If that's what happened in their drunken state.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
But
they went to a fake chapel.
I don't remember.
And did that whole thingy.
But to backtrack to...
Yeah, we got it. Mm-hmm. We got it right.
It says yes, and then they divorced.
Yeah. Okay.
Or got it annulled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But to go back to the Jane thing, I think it came... I do agree because, you know, who doesn't want their family together?
Right.
But I think it came from a different space from her because of the fact that she had to do this with Jane, with Raphael and Michael. She both cared about them both, but, you know...
But she cared.
Whatever reason, she, you know, she had a reason, she picked Michael.
Right.
So she kind of...
Because he's perfect.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
So, you know, but yeah. And so Zoe has this moment and, you know, says all these things that she wants to say to Rogelio. And but, you know, making it sound like they're practicing for the thing. And, you know, you could just see it in Rogelio's eyes. Like, oh my God. Like
this is real.
This is everything I wanted to hear. I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And Bruce obviously felt it.
When,
and I'm
when
actually
practicing for the, when they're trial, practicing.
The trial.
And she said, I thought of you even
every
though
day.
The reality show tore us apart and I thought of you
every day.
For 2 years.
For 2 years. I lost my best friend. And she's crying. Come.
I know.
Even though we
and
weren't
I love
together.
How Rogelio realized what was going on. And then
he's
like
always covering up.
That
he's
was perfect.
Always covering up. Yeah.
Great performance.
Yeah, exactly.
Great performance.
I love him. Rogelio is the best.
Rogelio was Michael and Rogelio's name.
It was Rogelio? Rogelio. Okay.
Yeah.
The bromance.
It's
gone.
But you know, Bruce, I give it to Bruce because that's really in an awkward situation for him to be in. And he didn't
that's
beat around the bush. He just straight up said something right away.
Yeah.
And you know, I was actually surprised when she said, I don't know if I have feelings for him. And he said, okay. I thought he was going to be like, okay, well, let's figure this out.
He
but
was.
She
was too quick with it. She was quick with it.
Yeah, she just took her ring off and handed it over and said, I don't know if I love him or not.
And then Rogelio pops in again.
But clearly, his timing in this episode is
epic.
Just,
such
perfect.
A telenovela, Dios mío.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about?
Should we save that for predictions?
I guess we could save that for predictions, for sure. Let's see.
That's a whole other situation.
I mean, yeah. Woohoo! So, I guess we've covered most everything, but we have to go
we
back.
We keep avoiding.
We have to, we can't. Oh, actually, no. There's another thing before we get into the last thing. So, Jane's looking for lice in Mateo's hair, and Mateo wants to do it back to her, but instead, he cuts her hair off.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But... This brings out this side. He wants her to be edgy or whatever, right? This brings out this side of her that she hasn't felt in a long time. Mm-hmm. She tosses her hair. She indulges in it. Mm-hmm. She gets the number from the little barista.
That was hilarious.
Ooh, I love that scene. What do you want to and drink? And
I was like, I don't think he plays for her team, though.
I was kind of like, in the same wavelength as you.
I think he brings the boys to the yard.
My latte brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
That's hilarious. But, you know, Jane, okay, how funny was it that Zoe said, you give off this cobweb vibe? Like, she straight up told Jane, you give off the fact that it's been a long time for you, mm-hmm. and that you're okay with collecting cobwebs. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't get over Mike. You're not over Michael yet. And then we see, like...
Well, yeah, because he died.
Oh, my God. It's been...
Girl, not only get over it, it's been 3 weeks.
Over it.
It's been 3 weeks, okay?
Get over it.
No.
It's been longer than three weeks at this point.
Right, well, in IRL, in the show, it's, you know, been 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
But yeah, so she has that moment when she's talking with Alex, the aide, about it, and she doesn't even cry. And even Rafael.
Oh my God, that was so classic.
How he looks at her. She tells her mom, my therapist says I can't move on until I can tell the story about Michael's death without crying, and she finally does it.
She did it.
Oh, the way he looked at her was epic. And I thought, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the moment.
Too easy.
No, but Raph kept dropping hints in this entire episode that there's something with him and Petra. Like, oh, you're the dragon. And what makes you think I'm going to vote for Jane?
I want to throw up.
And he's like, well, you're always... Petra was like, you're always on Jane's side. You always vote for Jane. And yeah, the whole vote thing came up and Raph was the swing vote.
He ended up being the winner.
He's the room mom
he's
now.
The room mom.
Zen Raph.
I just loved sidebar all the political digs again.
Oh my gosh.
Per
so
usual.
Great.
It was genius.
No Russian interference now. That was hilarious.
Yes.
Genius.
Gotta love those Jane the Writers.
Mm-hmm. Jane the Writers.
Jane the Writers. That's what I call them. Jane the Writers.
With the salute
to Jane the Writers.
Salute to Jane the Writers, who wrote that Raph and Petra do it.
Yeah.
You want to still salute them now, girl?
No.
Let's just not talk about that. It's okay. We can skip it. It didn't happen.
Yeah, we could just... You.
Is everyone okay with that? We're just going to pretend the episode did not end up with...
Well, someone said that they think they're doing a really good job with James moving on from Michael, but... They want to see her develop a relationship outside of the baby daddy situation. So they're kind of like for the fact that they're not making her back with Raph.
Well, yeah, that'd be too easy. And that's honestly, that's what's going to happen in the end of Jane the Virgin. It's going to happen. And writers, if you change it because I said it's going to happen, I hate you guys. No, I think so. But you can't.
I don't like that it's going to happen by default. I don't like that they have to kill Michael for this to happen.
We knew Michael was going to die. We just knew it. We didn't know when, but we always knew. And they're always hinting to Raph and Jane again because that really was, I feel, her true love. Okay. So, whatever. But yes, it'd be too easy. So she has to. Natalie's all mad over here.
Whatever.
Billie Jean says, I really wish Michael had a twin. I don't. Oh, God. This would be a too twin? Many twins.
That keeps
that
happening.
That would be a ridiculous telenovela twist right there.
It really would.
How many twins we gonna get?
Know why that was hilarious. How many twins were you?
Anoushka was enough to handle.
No, and then remember in the very first season, the brother that Petra was sleeping with was
had
a twin.
Yep, oh, a twin goodness. Twin.
A twin twin?
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Meh. All right, well, yeah, so, you know.
So that happened.
Be too easy for Jane and Raph right now, so, you know, he just has to get back in with his baby mama number two. Who has twins?
I think Raph has some serious issues. Like, it's just like, Raph, can you keep it in your pants, bruh? Can you keep it in your pants? I don't know. You got
but
hot
the
pants.
Funny thing
those
is,
white linen
but
hot
the
pants.
Funny thing is, both of his baby mamas were both inseminated.
I know, right? He has yet to
he
make
has
a
hot
real
pants.
Baby.
Yes.
He can't.
He has hot pants that never get hot.
That's right, he can't.
He can't.
He has hot pants. Oh, Lord. Wait, someone says, why, where'd it go? Why does it need to happen? Why? Yeah, Michael Divas, how was Raf her true love? Well, was it like last episode or two episodes ago when she was thinking back to everything? Like, she had that moment where she remembers kissing Raf under the tree. I don't know.
It's just like writing the book. Who hasn't had romantic moments kissing under a tree like that? That's not your true love.
What? That never happened to me. No, I'm just kidding.
What? It's never happened to you? You've never kissed someone under a tree?
No, I don't think so.
I thought this was the one.
Maybe in elementary school.
No, I get it, though. I get it. Raf was like, way back when.
And Raf was when they always kissed, like,
he was pushing her to be.
He was the fantasy, too. It was like the crush that she met in the summer with this job, and ooh, like the really attractive guy that upper middle class that I could never have. You know, people want what they can't have. And Michael, not Michael, sorry. He's on my mind. Ooh. You know, Raf is the guy that, you know, she couldn't
Raf
have.
Raf has the hot pants.
He got the hot pants.
Who can't have kids, but somehow has three now.
Ants in your pants.
Oh, my God.
Ants in the pants. Ants in the pants. This is what happens when we get tired. We get delirious and start acting crazy.
I think it's time.
It's time for production.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I have a question for y'all, and it's a prediction question.
Okay.
Where's Anushka?
Someone in chat says Anushka killed Scott because she just wanted citizenship.
that's not funny though. I think that's a great.
It probably happens.
I have a feeling Anushka's gonna pop up out of somewhere.
Okay, and I feel like they're making it seem like Anushka is part of this. However, there is this JP guy or whatever that the police just mentioned in this episode. Also, the other guy that's been working with Elvis. Yeah. Wow, good memory. With Raf that he met in prison or whatever. I don't know.
They're hiding something. Raf and Petra did something because...
You think Raf is... So
because
that's
Raf is like, I don't want to go to jail again.
He did say that.
And then she's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, whoa. And then the narrator, when he's got her straddled on his hot pants, you know, the narrator says, you know, politics makes... whatever he said.
Yeah. There's some politics going on. Yeah, and they're hiding something.
So the thing that they have this thing together makes them come together all over again. I'm like, ugh, whatever. But yeah, they're hiding something for facts.
I'm going to predict just all the positive lovey-dovey stuff.
Oh, God.
We're throwing up right now. Throwing up in my mouth.
I say Elva gets a wedding. I say Zoe and Ro get a wedding. And I say everybody lives happily ever after because that's what happens in telenovelas.
Yes. I do think that Alba will get her romance eventually, for sure.
She deserves it.
She does. She does. It's been a long time. She just recently, you know, dealt with all her past loves over this last couple seasons. But what do you guys think about Bruce?
I'm heartbroken for Bruce.
I feel so bad.
I'm 100%
heartbroken. Somebody in the chat said that Bruce is going to get a Rogelio basket.
That is genius.
I died. I just died. Listen, I really think that something epic is going to go down in the trial. That's my prediction, that Bruce is going to have an outburst. He's not going to be able to contain himself, and he might sabotage Rogelio's trial.
I totally forgot that the trial still has to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Bruce is not out of the picture right now because he's going to be in this.
He doesn't want to represent him anymore, but I think Bruce is a good guy.
He has to, but that's what I mean. In his emotional state,
right?
He might have an outburst in this courtroom and it might sabotage the case. And yeah.
Something's going to be good in everyone.
Something's going to go down. It's a telenovela, coño.
Something's so
gonna go down. It's going down in the courthouse. In the courthouse.
Oh, jeez.
I thought Raph's super quiet girlfriend was gonna just disappear. I didn't think she had anything bad in her.
But well, see, okay, Natalie.
That's my prediction. The courthouse.
Natalie, step out of it.
You gotta understand. People are horrible people.
They could be nice.
Maybe. Maybe it's just you. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. What do you guys think? Okay, so we see in the preview Jane and Alex have like this kind of moment, but not really a moment. Mm-hmm. So is Jane gonna be getting her groove back, basically?
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Eventually. I think they're not going to... It'll be too easy. They foreshadowed the whole thing with the aide, but the aide's like, I'm not into you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, which, again, people want the forbidden fruit. So my prediction is him saying that he doesn't want her is going to spark her to like... Because she's a control freak. Well, why you don't want me?
Right.
And what's going on? Maybe. She gonna go into her Jane mode as per usual. So we're gonna see her probably vamp it up a little bit for this young thing. Not that they'll necessarily get together, but that rejection is gonna spark her to start coming out her box, I think. We'll see.
I agree. That's a good one.
We'll see.
I predicted all the weddings, so your turn.
No, I don't know.
All the love stories.
I'm just really curious to see where this whole investigation goes, if Chuck's still gonna be in the picture, or now, you know, Raphael's kind of pushing him out the picture, and what's going on with all these Elvises and these JPs, and, you know, and someone in the chat even said right now, are we supposed to forget about Sinrostro? Like,
and Luisa.
And Luisa, Sinrostro, Aneska, like,
yeah,
there's so
there's
much.
Some bad bitches up in here that
there's
we're forgetting.
So much. And someone said in the chat, and I agree too, that I want to see Rogelio's reaction to Michael's death. Like, whenever we flashback, I don't ever see that. Mm-hmm. And that was his bestie. Like, what's up with that? I want to see.
What's up with that?
What's up?
What's up with that? Are we going to see that?
Are we going to see that? Come on, Jane, the writers.
Salute. All right, you guys, make sure to comment in our YouTube your predictions. Talk about what's going on. We always look at them.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. I know, staying up late for us, especially if you're on the East Coast. We love y'all. Ladies, where can they find you in the meantime, between time?
You know what I'm saying? It's your girl Franceli here. And you can hang out with me at All Things at Sally Hangout. And I'm also on AfterBuzz's Underground After Show. So Wednesdays right here at AfterBuzz.
And you can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavitian. Natalie. That's Natalie with a Y.
Yes, I love it.
I know you do.
Yay!
That's why I did it.
All right, guys, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA, and we will see you next week.
Yay!
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.